If you're telling me now the way we just dashen, that chatzoy talayla is midiraisa, that up until chatzoy talayla is a mitzvah, the piece of meat should be burning on the mizbech. It's only after chatzoy that the mitzvah trumas adeshen first starts. Of zoy heichi magdimon is a kasha. How come our Mishnah says that on the regolim, when it came to the time of the gimur regolim, then they used to do the trumas adeshen a little bit earlier? They would start after the first hashmura balayla. After the first third of the night, they would start making the Trumas Hadeshen. So the kasher is, if with Ashim, now the Pesach Midiraisim, you can't do the Trumas Hadeshen before Chatzos, how were they allowed to do it on the Gimur Golim earlier than Chatzos? So more answers, El Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mimashma Shenema Kol HaLayla. The Pesach says, Taka Al Moita Kol HaLayla, Ad HaBoika, the Pesach says. It says, Al Moita, the fire like should be burning, Al Moita on the Mizbeach, Kol HaLayla, Ad HaBoika. For the Gemara, any day, don't I know, Shu'at HaBoiker. Don't I know that Kol HaLayla means it should be burning the whole night up until the morning? Why does the Pesach say At HaBoiker? So we dashin, Tein Boiker Lebok Roy Shalayla. Make it a little bit earlier, the beginning, like when the dinner of the night ends. So the Pesach says, Al Maita, Hi Oila Al Maita, Kol HaLayla At HaBoiker. That the fire should be burning the whole night up until the morning. So the question is, what does it have to say up until the morning for Pshita? If it says the whole night means until the morning. So why does it say Ad HaBoike for? So the Darshan now, Tein Boike Lebakroi, Shalayla. Make a time a little bit earlier than the end of the night. What does that mean, like Rashi says? Rashi Elom Rabbi Yechanan. Loi Teimo Chetzi of Lekach. The Chetzi of Lekach. Don't say like we said until now, that up until Chatzos, that's the mitzvah should be burning, and after Chatzos, that's when the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen first starts. No. El Hoki Doros, just the way we should dash in the Psukim HaKotiv. That Hechsha Kol HaLayla, Bein Lihak Torah, She'ein Mu'cholin, it's taka true, both dinim apply the whole night. The whole night is Kosha Lak Torah to burn the meat. If the meat was not burned up completely through and through, you're allowed to let it be burning the whole night. And Bein L'Harom, Hu Adin, Mitzvah Harom also you have the whole night. If you want, you can start doing the Harom HaSadeshin, take off a shovel full of the ashes at the beginning of the night. Im Yesh Deshin Muchol, if you have Deshin Eshe that was already Muchol, already burnt up completely, you could do the Trumas HaSadeshin from that. V'chatzois, V'yois Teichol, how come we have the Gemara in Zvachim that's Mashma, it's totally in Chatzois HaLayla, that if the piece of meat fell off the Mizbech after Chatzois, you don't have to put it back. But if it fell off before Chatzos, you have to put it back. So Rashi says, that's talking about the Eivorim Shemoshka Be'mor. That we're talking about if the fire got a hold of the piece of meat. Shemoshka means the fire went all around, all over the piece of meat. It didn't burn it through and through yet, but the fire got a hold of the whole piece of meat. So Mehochi Nafka, that Mimashma Shenema Be'aktora Kol HaLayla, Al Moito, is any day a Shat HaBoyka Kuri Layla? Don't we know that up until the morning is called nighttime? Why does the Pesach have to say, Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoiker? Umat Tam Loima Ad Boiker, why does the Pesach say Ad Boiker? It means, Tein Hashkom HaCheres Levokro Shalayla. Make an earlier time for the night time. What does that mean? Boikro Shalayla Hu Alois HaShachar. Like the end of the night, the Boiker, the morning of the night, really is Alois HaShachar. For Nosem Lecha Kosev Voi Boiker Acher. The Pesach says no another end like to the night. Loima. From this time onwards, you don't have to burn the piece of meat anymore. Now, the chivosh le'nosan zman b'yaisa boiker akorcha hu chatzos. There is kol halayla ad boiker means usually ad boiker means the end of the night. Boiker means olas hashachar when it starts to get a little bit light. Olas hashachar. So that we would have known without the word ad boiker. Why does the pasuk say ad boiker to tell us there's an earlier time? There's an earlier time to the night. That is said like the Din HaKtorah ends. So what is that earlier time mean? We don't know what the earlier time is. So the Svar is put up by Chatzos. Chatzos Laila. Hilkach. Hoyol v'chol ha-laila koshel ha-romo kovar chomel z'man ha-akir l'fisho v'chol yoyim l'nefisho kabonos. So the Svar is like this. That really, both mitzvahs apply the whole night. You could burn the Eivorim the whole night if you want to. You could make Trumas Hadeshen the whole night. We're not dashing the word like Ad Chatzos says, the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen first starts from Chatzos V'Elech. No. Trumas Hadeshen is kosher kol HaLayla. If you want, you could do it at the beginning of the night. You can make the Trumas Hadeshen. If you want to, you can let the piece of meat, put it on the Mizbeach, let it burn the whole night if you want to. These two halachas apply to the whole night. Now that's how the Gemara in Zvachim says, that if the piece of meat falls off after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back on again. That's a new drasha. Because the pasuk says, Ad Boiker. What does Ad Boiker mean? Like, tell us there's another Boiker to the Laila. The usual Boiker means, Erles HaShachar, when the night really ends, when it comes Boiker. The pasuk says, Ad Boiker, tell us no. There's an earlier time to the night when you could end the mitzvah sreifa, if you want to. That means if the meat falls off the Mizbeach after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back again. But that's a din stam in any meat. That moshlo bemor, if the fire went over that meat, so if it comes off after Chatzos, you don't have to put it back again. Mashen came new meat that you didn't put on the Mizbeach altogether. If you want, you could put it on there the whole night. You could burn it the whole night. If you want to, you could do the true Mazadeshin the whole night. Like that with dashing, both mitzvahs apply the whole night. You could burn it the whole night if you want to, and if you want to, if you have deshin there ready, you have ashes from before ready, you can make now the true masa deshin any time of the night time. So there's no stira to our Mishnah, to the Gemara in Zvachim. Our Mishnah says, by regolim, there was a purpose to make the true masa deshin earlier, before Chatzos, make it after the first third of the night, you're allowed to do it. I think Gemara in Zvachim says a lashon of Chatzos, that's a different halachim. The mitzvah sarom applies the whole night. But there's a new halacha. Any piece of meat that was moshle bemor, the fire, I got a hold of that piece of meat, after Chatzos, that's from the pasuk boiker. Tain boiker lalayla, you don't have to burn it anymore after Chatzos. So Moshe Silkach, therefore, v'chol yom every day, tormen esam esbech v'kriyas agevra. Usually, we used to make the mitzvah truma when, early in the morning, the kriyas agevra, when the vekka, the person to wake up the kohen, would start yelling to wake them up. Either right before the person used to wake them up, or else right after. Sagit, because that was enough. You had enough time the rest of the day to do the avodah, so you didn't have to start doing the truma sedeshin earlier. B'yoyim ha-kippurim, ma'asheke, when it came to Yom Kippur, di'ika chusha the kohen gadol. Like the Kohen Gadol is fasting and he has a lot of work to do, so he's become very weak on Yom Kippur. So we want to let him do the Avodah as soon as possible. So may Allah be mechatzos. Therefore, we let the Kohen Gadol start to do the Trumas Hadeshen mechatzos alayla. He shouldn't have to wait till the next morning first. Maybe he'll be like a little bit tired already. So we let him start doing the mechatzos alayla. Because like we just got finished saying, the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen could be done throughout the whole night, even at the beginning of the night, if there was a purpose for it. So on Yom Kippur, the purpose is, let him start doing it at Chatzos. Let the Kohen Gadol come to the Mizbeach and take a shovelful out of the ashes from the Mizbeach and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen. Over a golem, but on the Gimel Yom Tovim, the Nefisha Yisrael, on the Nefisha Karbonos, that the whole Klai Yisrael used to come to Eilu Regel, whoever was in the parish of Eilu Regel, and they used to bring Karbonos, Eilu Shriya, Korban Chayva, Shalmi Chagigah they used to bring, Shalmi Simcha. So there's a lot of kabonas that the Yidden used to bring. So me'la'avdina me'ashmeres harishonim. Therefore, the kohanim used to come early in the morning, after the first third of the night, and then they would make the Trumas Hadeshen. Today, to be able to let all the Yisraelim go in there and start to get ready to bring their kabonas. So Rashi says the Nefisha kabonas means the Rav Hadeshen b'makom hamarocha. Nochav shat, that since there are a lot of kabonas brought, so there must be a lot of ashes on the Mizbeach. And you have to take the deshin to the tapuach, the middle part, like an apple there. After you made the truma sadeshin, then the rest of the ashes, if you had too much, you would put it to the side. You put all the ashes to the middle tapuach. The tapuach ugal, that was like a mountain, like a round bull. That's where they used to put all the ashes. So since there was a lot of inyonim to work with the ashes on Yom Tovim, therefore they used to start earlier to do the Trumas Hadeshen. They would do it at the end of the third part of the night, even though it's before Chatzos, because like we came out now, there's no din that has to be done after Chatzos. It could be done before Chatzos also. So therefore, by Yom Tovim, there was a purpose to do it earlier. Kirtani Taimo lehoiso kriyas hagever magas. That by the time the Vekka used to wake them up in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tovim, the whole Azor would be full of Yisrael. They would be there ready to bring their Karbonos. So therefore there was an inyan to do it earlier. For the Gemara, my Kriyas HaGever, What does it mean, kriyas hagever? Who's called the gever? The shouting of the person. So it's a machlokes. Like the vekka, the person used to wake them up in the morning. Rav lama kora gavra. It means a person. There was a man there, somebody mamuna, and waking up the kanim. Rabbi Shelo oma kora tanagurla. It wasn't the person. The tanagol, the rooster, used to, when he used to start screaming, that used to wake up the kanim. So it's a machlokes. What does kriyas hagever mean? Gever also means a tanagol. So it doesn't mean Mamisha was a tanagol, or it doesn't mean it was a gavra, was a person. So that's machlokes Rav and Reb Shela. So tomorrow Rav iklo liyaschad Reb Shela. It once happened that Rav went to the city, the town of Reb Shela. Leheve amoiro lemeka molei de Reb Shela. Then Reb Shela, he used to give the drusha, and they didn't have an amoiro, a maturgim, somebody to interpret the drusha in front of Reb Shela. Usually the darshan used to say it over in Hebrew, lo. And then the maturgim, the interpreter, would say it over loudly at the language they would understand. So it came this time, Rav Shelo was given a drasham. He didn't have an amir in front of him. Is kom Rav Alei? So Rav came in there, and Rav took over. Rav interpreted the drasha and said it loudly in the lashon they understood. Become a forish, my kriyas hagever. Now when it came to Rav Shelo, instead of the drasha, spoke about the kriyas hagever. So Rav explained, what does kriyas hagever mean? Kora gavra, that's what Rav said, Lashitasai. Rav holds kriyas hagever means a person used to be a vekka, used to wake them up. So Rav explained in the drasha, that's what it means. Drashi become a foreshase, kriyas hagever, kora gavra. Nofule betecha drasha, shelokash la Rav Shela, kriyas hagever. It came down in the middle of the drasha, Rav Shela, when he was whispering low to Rav, he told him, say kriyas hagever. Loshen Ivri, he used to say it over Loshen Ivri, Vultirgim Larabim Koragavram. Now when he explained it, Rav, he said, oh, you know what it means? It means that a person used to wake them up. Is Omale Reb Shela. So Reb Shela argued and said back to Rav, Vulema Ma Koratanagola, how come you don't say like I hold? Why don't you say it means the Tanagol used to wake them up, the rooster, the call of the rooster used to wake them up. Omale, so Rav answered back, Ovid Luchori Zemer. That means a flute to a chori, to free people, is a nice instrument, is a zemer. It's an instrument that can make nice music. In other words, the free people enjoy the music. They appreciate it. Mashenken lagardoi loy mekablu minei. Mashenken lagardoi, a person who works with skin, a tanner that works with the skin, he doesn't appreciate the flute. Him, it doesn't mean anything. So Rashi explains, lagardoi loy kablu minei. Bo eitz lagardoi, if you bring this flute in front of the people that work with the skin, they don't like it. They don't appreciate the music. Moshe was an example. Klema, Pirizesha Prashti Lefnei Sorim Rabim, Pama Rabbi Slamichu Biyodi, Afsha Prashti Lefanecha Shaina Godu Kamaisom, Leki Baltoi. As Rav says, I explained this pshat already to a lot of big gedolim, that Kruz Gevri means a person. And now that I'm saying it only in front of you, Rav Shela, I changed my mind. Like, it's meant to say, like, if the gedolim liked it, so I'm not going to change because of you. Is kihevi kiim lo olei to Rabbi Chia? Because Rav said like this, that it happens at times when I was in front of Rabbi Chia, on the farishna, and I explained in front of Rabbi Chia my kriyas hagever. What does it mean? This lashon kriyas, the call of the giver, and I explained. Rav said kora gavra. It means that a person used to shout in the morning to wake them up. Lo yom aliv lo midi. And Rabbi Chia didn't say anything to me. Mashma Rabbi Chia is also maskim that is the pshat. Kriyas hagever means a person used to wake them up. So Rav had a time to Rabbi Shela. V'yartam artalin, you're telling me, you Rabbi Shela, Eima koratanagela. You want me to say over that it means to say the rooster used to call. As I said in front of Choshev people bigger than you, and they will ask him to me, I'm not going to change now because of you. Is Omalei mar niyu Rav neinuch mar. So Marhu Rav, Rashi Shatu Rogul Lakum Ulatargim, Lafne Rav Chia, Shudoitcho, Nenachmar, Midlech Veshev Bechvoitcho, Sheni Kedai Shtemu Tugmarni. In other words, he meant to say Nechnami, Rav Shela said, go back, I don't need you. If you don't want to interpret the way I want you to, go back. Omale, Amre Yinshi, I Tigras Le puts Omre. So Rashi says, Yei Tigras Le puts Amri Mizinaskarto Eitzalodum Lemleches Yoim. If you're hired by somebody to do a work for that day, Kol Malachas Yitlalechom. anything he tells you to do, even if it tells you to comb out the wool, she meleches noshim, it's work that women do, oisaloh, you should do it. Afani, me too. That's what Rav answered back. Like, even though you're telling me go home, Rav says no, but since I started ready to do the job today, I started to interpret to you, I'll continue. Let me finish off today already. Trashi, you always put somebody up and you don't take somebody down. Rashi Blay Maridin. That's what Rav Tainin. Like, since I started to interpret the beginning of your drasha, so now if you want to take me away, who are you going to have? Somebody else. That person is not going to be as great as me. So you're going to have a less person finish it off. That's not nice. The klal is malin b'kodesh b'lei meridin. You don't start off with a big person, end off with a small person. So therefore, Rav says, I have to finish off. They can't let me go now. So the kol ponim is the machlekes Rav and Rav Shela, that what shots from krus are together, does it mean a person, or does it mean the rooster? More Tanya Kavosei the Rav, Tanya Kavosei to Rav Shela. We have a right to both of them. Tanya Kavosei the Rav, have a right to Rav. That Givini chorus, that the morning in Shkolm about this. That Givini, this person, he was the chorus, he was the vek, he used to wake them up in the morning. So you see, Klo was a person that did it. So the more Mao Oimer, what do they used to say? Omdu Kahanim Labodaschem. Get up, all you Kahanim, to do the Avodas Hashem. O Levim Buduchonim. Buduchnochem. Yevi Yisrob Mamadechem. For how you koiloi nishma besholosh pasois. This person, Givini, has such a strong voice, that his voice was heard away, three pasoyes was heard. That's how far his voice was. And Maisa v'yagrifas ha-melech, shor yibor b'derech, he was once traveling on the road. V'shoma koyloi, and he heard this voice of Givini waking up the Ganim. V'gimu pasoyes, he was three pasoyes away from the Beis HaMikdash, and he heard him waking them up. U'keshevor l'beisa, when he came back to his house, he was so astonished with that voice. Ishigoloi matonis, he sent them presents for this, he was so astonished with it. Rashi says, Givini Koruz, Givini Hamachruz. This person, Givini, he was the one who used to wake them up. Yeah. So Moraviyafa became, even so, even though we say that Givini the Koruz, Zavek had such a strong voice that was heard three pasoyas away, you should know, Kohen Godol Meshubach Mimenu. The Kohen Godol had a louder voice. His voice was heard even further than three pasoyas. The Yom Amar, we learned, Ukivar Omar, Ono Hashem, Venishma Koyle Birichoy. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would scream out, Ono Hashem, it was heard even in Yerichoy, which was done further away. The Rashi Kvar Omo, Ono Hashem, Kvar Pam Achat, So Yemaisa, Shor Kohen Gadol, Misvada Rapor of Yom Kippurim, the Yono Ono Hashem, Chotosi, the Nishma Kohen Yerichoy, and they heard the Kohen Gadol's voice all the way down in Yerichoy. The Yom Rabba Barachon, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Mi Yushalayim Yerichoy, Yud Pasoy, is not only three Pasoys, the air was ten Pasoys away. So Kitzah, the Kohen Gadol had a stronger voice than Givini. And Vaita, the Yaf Agav, the Hocha Ika Chusha, here the Kohen Gadol was fasting, he was weak. The Hocha Leka Chusha, the Vekir in the morning, he didn't have to fast the night before, so he wasn't so hungry. The Hocha Yamama of Hossam Laila, here it's by daytime, and the Vekir is still early in the morning. In the morning, in the nighttime, you hear the voice much further than in the daytime. The Yomer of Levi, Mifneima ain't koyle shalodam nishma b'yoyim kidero shenishma b'layla. How come in the daytime you don't hear your voice as good as you hear it by nighttime? Your voice travels far further at night than it does by day. Why? Mifnei galgo chama. Because by daytime you have the turning of the sun, shemanaseh b'rikiyah, it's like cutting through the rikiyah, kecheresh shemanaseh b'rozim, like a sword that saws through an arrow in a cedar tree. That's how much noise the sun makes. So since the sun makes a lot of noise throughout the daytime, that's why we don't hear our voices to go so far. Because at night, because by daytime you have the sun traveling. And this Chirgud Rashi, Vopserlas Hanisuris, knows that the Pseudot that comes out of the soaring, Vulnira Bomud Shochamad Yamama Mamish, that he could see Mamish in the daytime, but the name is Loishimei, that's his name. Trashi Kane Shemoi Loshinain.
Hey, we're saying now in the daytime, the sun is like soaring through the Rikia, and maybe the dust that comes out of this, you could see in the daytime. And the name is Loi Shmei. Vayinu dekom Nebuchadnezzar, that's what Nebuchadnezzar said in the Pasuk. V'loidayir Arya kilo chashbinan. That kilo, like this law, this dust that comes out by the daytime, that's what your chashv like. Tana Rabbanan, ilmolei galgo chamav, not for the fact that the sun is like soaring through the Riki in the daytime, making a lot of noise, nishma kel hamuna sharoimi. In the daytime, we would also hear all the tumult that's going on in the kingdom of Roim. It's by the big palace there, basically they make such tumult there, if it wouldn't be for the sun's noise, the whole world would be able to hear what's doing in Rome. V'yamolei kel hamuna sharoimi, if not for the noise, the tumult that's going on by the Romans, nishma kel galgachama. We would also be able to hear the voice of the sun. So the kids, the one cancels out the other one, but the kids in the daytime, there's a lot of noise going on. Turn around, Sholosh, Kerlois, Holchoi, Holchin, Misoi, Foylom, Viatsoi. There are three different voices, Kerlois, that travel from one side of the world to the other side. Misoi, Foylom, Viatsoi, Vielohain, Kerl, Galgachama. Really, the noise that the sun makes in the daytime when it travels goes from one side to the other side. The Kerl, Hamoina, Shiroimi. And the noise from the tumult that goes on by the government of Rome. The Kerl Nishma B'Shash Yoytzim in the Kerl Nishama B'Shash Yoytzim in Aguf. At the time when the Nishama leaves the Guf, also such screaming then, such noises then, that voice is heard from this side of the world to the other side of the world. And the Yeshurim some say Afleida. Even when Elisha gives birth, also those Kerlas are tremendous Kerlas. The Yeshurim some say Afredia. Even Radiyas. Rashi says, who's Radiyah?